Pennsylvania lawmakers are still tinkering on a statewide cell phone ban in K-12 schools. Over the years, some schools have purchased lockable pouches and storage caddies to enforce the bans. A pair of early adopters of bell-to-bell cell phone bans has found success. It asks students to turn off their phones and keep them out of sight. WHYY's Kenny Cooper explains.
Here. Hello. That looks delicious. Where is that from? What is it?
Joe McNamara is principal of Radnor High School in Delaware County, and he's on a hunt, not for lunch, but for cell phones. The school is not relying on fancy pouches or expensive equipment. It is relying on buy-in from students. Phones must be off and away during the school day.
So, if you take a look here, and you see kids now walking, transitioning, 1,100. And I've looked for hands, and I see nothing. This is how you know it's working.
95 miles northwest of Philadelphia, educators at Hershey High School in Dauphin County had no clue how to handle cell phones. English teacher Sherry Taylor Stuckey says she tried nearly everything to solve the problem on her own.
I actually had these plastic bins in the middle of the tables. I have round tables, so I'd have the kids take those cell phones out and put them in there. Now, not all kids would do that.
Administrators and teachers finally decided enough was enough. Derry Township School District Superintendent Stacy Winslow says the district did receive feedback from parents.
The bigger concern that came from the feedback from our families was that they didn't want to spend money on, like, pouches for the phones.
With that in mind, the school drafted a bell-to-bell cell phone ban. All students would have to keep their phones off and away from morning bell to afternoon dismissal in either a book bag or their locker. Taylor Stuckey was skeptical.
And I could not, for the life of me, figure out how we were going to get 1,200 kids to buy into this.
A couple years into the ban, she is happy to have been proven wrong.
Oh my goodness, it's been like night and day. Kids are now more focused on the learning that is occurring within the classroom. They are not being distracted by those devices and social media and technology.
Student Caleb Michael Tinsley says his classmates were initially not thrilled about the policy. However, he says complaints evaporated, and he's reclaimed something he didn't exactly know was missing.
There's something that you lose when you're in a phone versus speaking to somebody, and I really think that I've gotten it back for my senior year, and I actually really appreciate that.
Walking through the halls of Radnor High School, Principal McNamara passes crowds of students, chatting during their lunch, hanging out, being kids.
You want to pop in a classroom?
Sure.
Okay.
As you read this first page,
we ditched class after a minute, but the principal is happy with what he saw.
Now, we just walked into a biology classroom, and there's probably 25 students sitting there. Not a single student had their cell phone. And that's what we do here at Radnor High School. And I believe in it. I do believe in that cause.
Kenny Cooper, WHYY News.